Yen Audio presents. I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level. Volume 4. Written by Kisetsu Morita. Translated by Jasmine Bernhardt. Illustrations by Benio. Read by Rochelle Hager. I ate a mushroom and turned into a kid. It was a beautiful day. Wow, the sky is so clear. The light pouring in through the window was lovely, and I felt like going out for a picnic. We lived in the highlands, so we were kind of already in a good picnicking spot.
Madam Teacher, the weather really is gorgeous today. It's days like these we should cook outside.
Halkara the elf was also relatively excited. She was off from work at the factory that day, so she'd slept in longer than normal.
Cooking outside can only mean one thing. Meat!
Meat! Meat! Meat!
With their gleaming eyes, our dragon duo of Laika and Flatort seemed more like a zombie duo. It hadn't been all that long since we had our last barbecue, but they didn't seem tired of it yet.
No, we're not grilling meat. This will be a mushroom cookout.
Halkara spoke with the utmost seriousness. Well, mushrooms were on the list of things to grill during cookouts, but it was a little weird to have only mushrooms. It was like eating ramen without the noodles.
Where I'm from, everyone would gather various types of mushrooms and just cook all of them. We called it a mushroom cookout, or a mush-out for short. The ladies enjoy it because it's so healthy.
It was hard to tell where the joke stopped and the facts began, but it probably wouldn't hurt to give it a shot just this once. Do you even have mushrooms?
Indeed I do. I have the ones I've been raising, and I'll gather the rest from the forest. I will be back in about an hour and a half with a basket full of them.
Halkara was weirdly knowledgeable about mushrooms, so I didn't have any reason not to believe her.
Then you'll be on time for lunch, no problem. All right, we'll have a mush out then.
Yay! This is gonna be fun!
I read the hermits of old would go into the mountains and keep themselves alive on just a few grasses. They wouldn't even ingest wheat. This will be an ascetic meal. My daughters were getting excited, too. And Shalsha, this isn't going to feel like a religious meal. The two dragons didn't seem all that into it, but what could I do about that?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?